A bright green coach carrying refugees from South Sudan has just pulled into the reception center at the Mvepi camp in northern Uganda's Arua district. Children press their faces against the window of the vehicle that is covered in stickers and graffiti. The driver steps out, leaving two young aid workers with red vests inside. One of them is holding a clipboard while the other is handing out tickets to the passengers. As their names are called out, the passengers leave the bus one by one. The majority are women and children, as well as the elderly. The newcomers make their way towards a makeshift sink where they wash their hands before they begin the registration process. The first stop is at a tent run by UN partner organization Doctors Without Borders, known by its French acronym MSF, where the refugees receive vaccinations, malnutrition screenings, and primary health care. Mary Opangi, a young woman from Yei Town in South Sudan, is first in line. She was 9 months pregnant when she fled and gave birth after arriving at the Ugandan border.
Just we came there and my stomach started pain. That's why they take me to Arua.
Osman Shabani, the MSF medical team leader, explains the process as a nurse administers a drop of polio vaccine to Mary's baby.
So after being registered here, they'll get into our, these are for pregnant mothers, they'll get tetanus vaccine, which by then we used to give for childbearing age. But now, since we are running shortage of in the country, we try to specialize it only for pregnant mothers. The next step we're saying is for polio and vitamin A for children between 0 months to 5 years. So that is basically the table handled by that. Then the last table we're seeing is for measles for the children between 6 months to 15 years. So everyone in that age bracket will be given these vaccinations respectively.
The population fleeing to Uganda is expected to grow as violence and insecurity spreads in Africa's newest nation. The daily arrivals are putting a huge strain on the already meager resources available. Mvepi camp alone is hosting 120,000 refugees, says UA Mong, UNHCR field officer.
I think the biggest challenge is if you see the torrents, one of the scarcities is the water, where we need the water supply. If you see the 100,000, we need a huge number of the water supply every day. If we consider only the 40 liters per person per day, so we need to have a huge quantity of water supply every day in there. So that's one of the key area. And now is a rainy season and dry season is coming. What we provide the shelter is only for the emergency shelter. So we expecting the shelter will be the another priority for the next.
Mvepi camp opened in February this year and it's already filling up. Furthermore, the newly arriving refugees depend entirely on food assistance. The current funding doesn't cover the vast needs, the UN office in Uganda underscores, and there's a risk that food rations might get cut. Uganda's already opened its door to refugees from Sudan, Rwanda, Burundi, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Somalia. With an average of 2,000 new arrivals each day, the country needs urgent and robust support to deal with the refugee crisis. The Solidarity Summit, hosted by Uganda, opens on Thursday and hopes to raise $2 billion during the two-day conference. In addition to its traditional donors, the country's also reaching out to new partners from the Middle East, Africa, and Far East. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.